This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot
wash his hands, seal his face. Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy New Year. It is indeed a new year, even though it's we're already almost through January, but it is indeed a new year. President Donald Trump started his first full workday at the White House, focusing on the U.S. economy, trade, and jobs. Of course, these were the top themes of his campaign. Amid a round of meetings with business leaders, labor union representatives, and members of Congress, Mr. Trump signed a memorandum withdrawing the U.S. from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a 12-nation trade deal that he claims would have resulted in a loss of U.S. jobs. He also pledged to cut taxes and regulations that he said were blunting job growth and promised to impose a very major border tax on companies that move some operations overseas. This is the art of the repeal. He signed four more executive orders today. He's also urging automakers to make a big push for new plants in the U.S. He has vowed to stop out-of-control environmentalism. In fact, he said, look, I'm an environmentalist, but some of this stuff is just out of control. And his approval rating has now hit 57%. Yeah, that's right, 57%. Remember all those times we heard how his approval rating was so low it would never get above 20? Wasn't going to get above 24. It was in the 30s. There's no way he's going to break 50%. There's no way. Well, he's at 57% now. Those are like Obama numbers, man, right? Okay. I mean, we kept hearing never, never, never. There's no way. It's not going to happen. He's not going to be XYZ, right? I mean, how many times have we heard this? The media has gotten everything so wrong. Anybody that listens to the media, really, honestly, mainstream media, you got to have your head examined. But there are people, of course, that listen to soap operas. They watch soap operas. And there are people that, of course, watch pro wrestling. There are people that watch reality TV, right? Which is all scripted. You have to realize something. Everything you listen to in mainstream media is all scripted. It's a message that they're trying to get out. Case in point. With everything going on today, in fact, the last 2 days, I mean, think about all the things that Donald Trump has done. Everything going on. Right? What is the media concentrating on? They're concentrating on a statement that had been made about how Donald Trump believes that there's major voter fraud going on. And that's the only thing that they care about. First, let me just play for you. Sean Spicer had a press briefing today. Let me just play you a little excerpt from it, okay?
In signing the orders on Keystone and Dakota Access this morning, he said he would like to renegotiate some of the terms. What exactly was he talking about?
That's a great question, Steve. I think one of the things that the American people clearly know about Donald Trump is he's a successful businessman and a successful negotiator. And as he looks at these deals, what he's trying to ensure is that these projects that are great in the sense they're going to create jobs and help our economy, but in a lot of cases they're going to make these organizations a lot of money. And what he's ensuring is that the American taxpayer gets the best deal possible. So he's asking his team to review those deals and to make sure that if we're going to do all of these things to expedite these projects that go over or under a piece of, you know, U.S. soil, that the American taxpayer is considered in this process, and that we get the best deal for our country, not just in terms of jobs and future economic growth and a little bit more energy security, but also in terms of making sure that the taxpayers writ large who own some of these lands or access to these lands and waters and rivers, in the case of Dakota, are get the best deal possible. Charlie Sparing.
So, the big deal today was, of course, these executive orders they signed today. Okay? Giving the green light to the Keystone Pipeline, giving the green light to the Dakota Pipeline, talking about reducing the regulation time. Yesterday he talked about the fact that they were going to have a federal hiring freeze. Except for the military, there's not going to be any more federal hiring. Okay? Talked about job creation. Talked about TPP, that we're out of TPP. You had union labor leaders going to the White House. And the media, they are obsessed still about crowd size, about the march, about this offhanded remark that Trump made about the voter fraud that's going on. And I sincerely think he does this just to mess with the media. That's what he does. Because he throws this out and they chase it. Meanwhile, here's the deal going on over here. The media still hasn't figured this out yet. It's like they're so stupid. I mean, really, they are just so clueless. Because he's going to keep doing this. He's going to keep throwing out false flags. And nobody plays the media better than Donald Trump. No, I've never seen anybody play the media better than Donald Trump. So, and the reason why I mention this is because there is such a disconnect between what the media is concerned about and what the media narrative is and what's important to the American public. Again, look, you have labor union leaders that have all, I guarantee you, these people that met at the White House yesterday came out, they were so impressed by Donald Trump. These were people that I'm sure in the past have always voted for Democrat candidates. I'm sure these people, because these weren't the rank and file members, these were the management members. And I'm sure that the management, the members of labor unions, the leaders, the management, I'm sure they all voted for Hillary Clinton. But the fact that they are now clearly in the Donald Trump camp here is telling. And here's why. Because, you know, for far too long, the Democrat Party has relied on these groups, and now these people are all now going to be aligned with Donald Trump's economic policies. I mean, it really, when you think about it, it's stunning how Donald Trump has really changed the political landscape, not just domestically, but globally. I mean, think about all the things he's doing now. He's completely realigning alliances, the European Union, our friendships are with our allies. We're reassessing our relationships with our enemies. I mean, it's stunning. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Still doing this, Andre. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Check it out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown up.
fly, can't keep it home a lot. Cause my frequent spots that I'm known to rock, you hit a bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Ray fell off power. My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed.
Welcome back. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. All right, so the media is obsessed about, everything going on, right? You'd think that they would want to ask questions about the expansion of the pipeline, the executive orders signed, these new regulations, hiring freeze for federal workers. No. This is what they were concerned about. I want to just play this for you. This is today. Sean Spicer gave a briefing to the press. And this is what the press cared about. Honestly, I mean, there were probably about four or five that I counted as I was watching this press conference unfold. That asked basically the same question over and over again. Listen, I want you to listen to it.
He's done in a way that respects the American taxpayer.
Sean, when you were talking about that voter fraud, are you going to ask for an investigation? Is the White House going to formally ask for a probe into this alleged?
I think he won very, very handily with 306 electoral votes, right. 33 states. He's very comfortable with his win, but I think...
It should trouble him if he's bringing it up.
I think he was having a discussion with some folks and mentioned something in passing, which has been a long-standing belief that he's maintained. This isn't the first time that you've heard this concern of his. Right?
No, but I think it's worth clarifying whether illegal ballots were illegal.
I think there's been studies. There was one that came out of Pew in 2008 that showed 14% of people who have voted were non-citizens. There's other studies that have been presented to him. It's a belief he maintains.
They were counted improperly, as Dick Durbin says the president personally told him last night. It was that the people who voted.
I think I've asked and answered it. It's a belief that he's maintained for a while, a concern that he has about voter fraud, and that's based on information that's provided. Trey.
Thanks, Sean. Following President Trump's...
That's what they were concerned about today. I mean, that was the only issue for them. It's amazing. It really is. With everything that he's done, I mean, he's done in 2 days more than what Obama did in 8 years. I mean, really. And you would think they would ask, you know, they always complain during the campaign about policy, substantive policy. Well, when is Trump going to talk about policy? You know, he gets into these fights and, picks on all this. Okay, well, now you've got substantive policy that he's putting out there every day. This is what it means to be presidential. He's being presidential. He's pivoting now to being presidential. But all you're concerned about, and I'm talking about the media, is, he's concerned about his crowd size. And they're still mentioning the crowd size. And now they're mentioning this issue, whether or not, does he really believe that millions voted illegally? Here's another exchange.
Okay, for you, Cecilia.
Does the president believe that millions voted illegally in this election, and what evidence do you have of widespread voter fraud?
Wasn't that just asked and answered? But no, they're going to keep going with this. Listen.
In this election, if that's the case.
The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
But exactly what evidence? Ryan today said there's no evidence. The National Association of Secretaries of State say that they don't agree with the president's assessment. What evidence do you have?
As I said, I think the president has believed that for a while based on studies and information he has. John Roberts.
In the waning hours of the Obama administration, they quietly transferred.
There's a Speaker Ryan believes it. Speaker Ryan is not voice of the Republican Party any longer. Newsflash, doesn't matter what Speaker Ryan thinks. Doesn't matter what John McCain thinks. It doesn't matter what Lindsey Graham thinks. It doesn't matter what Marco Rubio thinks. Or Chuckie Schumer. Or Bob Corker. Or Ben Sasse. I mean, I could go on and on here. cares? Well, you know, Speaker Ryan said there's no evidence of that. Who cares what Speaker Ryan thinks? He's a freaking dork. Okay? Speaker Ryan. Donald Trump was giving Speaker Ryan atomic wedgies. Get out of here. I mean, come on. This is what they care about. Well, you know, Donald Trump said that there was illegal voting going on. Okay. Yeah. Listen, we all believe that. We all believe that there is voter fraud going on. Of course there's voter fraud going on. Why wouldn't there be voter fraud going on? Come on. That's why the Democrat Party is against people using IDs. Something as normal as an ID. You gotta use an ID for everything. You know, this started as Obama was leaving. Remember, he talked about how, oh, voter fraud is just fake news, fake news. Right. I mean, come on. You had counties in, what was that county in Philadelphia where you didn't have, in 2012, not one Republican vote for Romney. Come on. Really? 100% Democrat vote? That's like elections in North Korea. Really? Or in, a county in Ohio in 2012 that, again, there were more votes, there was, again, something like 100% for Obama. And then how do you explain in Detroit? What was it? In Detroit itself, in the city of Detroit, you had more people voted than actual people that registered. Chicago. We know that that happens all the time in Chicago. I mean, stop. Stop. Like, this is some kind of crazy theory. But this is what they're concerned about. I mean, are you concerned about policy and issues? Because that's what you talked about the whole time. You were constantly complaining that Donald Trump didn't talk about policy or anything or issues. Now he's giving you policy, but you don't like the policy. So, what are you going to do? Oh, well, is this true about Donald Trump and what he said? Really? Come on. And listen. I think the media... See, here's the thing. The media, they are late to the party. They don't get it. We'll be right back.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. While President Donald Trump continues to build his administration, second place finisher Hillary Clinton is reportedly still assessing what actually happened. Politico reports this. This is from Politico. Listen. And I quote, "She understands that a forensic exam of the campaign is necessary, not only for her, but for the party and for the investors in the campaign," said a close Hillary Clinton friend in Washington, who, like several others, declined to speak on the record because their conversation with one or both Clintons were private. "People want to know that their investment was treated with respect, but that their mistakes won't be repeated." In other words, they're having a little bit of remorse for investing in a loser of a campaign. For his part, Bill Clinton has spent considerable time poring over precinct level results from the 2016 race while meeting with and calling longtime friends to rail against FBI Director James Comey's late campaign intervention and Russian involvement, say a handful of Democrats who have spoken with him. This is like the media today concentrating on whether or not there were illegal votes cast. I mean, really, if you want to, if Democrats want to blame James Comey, the Russians, she won the popular vote, have at it. Have at it. Anyway, let me go on with this Politico story. Their current political standing within the party is somewhat precarious, defined by a mixture of admiration for the family, balanced with frustration, in some cases anger. And some Clinton supporters in the states are irritated by the lack of a former public-facing autopsy from her campaign, since the absence of even a preliminary acknowledgement of fault has made it harder for the party to raise money on a local level. Donors feel burned. Oh, yeah, they should. Because of the fact that that was the worst political campaign ever run. It was the worst candidate ever picked by the Democrat Party and the worst campaign ever won. I mean, I saw it. We all saw it. We all saw what was going on. We all knew it was going to happen. And this false media narrative that it was such an upset. Everybody was shocked. Stop. You know, I get so sick of hearing that. Like, I'll read that goofy Eric Erickson, that fat boy, okay, that supposedly speaks for conservatives. Talking about, oh, we never expected Donald Trump to win. Yeah, because you were never Trumper. I mean, why are these people relevant any longer? That's my question. Why are these people even relevant? Who cares what they think? Really? Why are we listening? Why is John McCain still on TV and Lindsey Graham? Why is Marco Rubio relevant? Why are any of these people relevant? Of course the donors feel burned. Because you got hoodwinked. Let me go back to this article. Because I love this. There's huge annoyance in the state, said one swing state party leader. People assume they're done, and they're more powerful if they take that back seat. For now, they're short-term fatigue, but it will settle into respect. Talking about the Clintons here. As for the Democrat Party, it's safe to say, of course, as I've mentioned and as I've told you, it is crumbling. The party has a long way to go in order to gain its proverbial political footing across the country, said interim DNC chair Donna Brazil. She's still the interim interim DNC chair? I guess so, because they're having the election right now. Not relying on Clinton, she said, would be like taking your running back and placing them on the sideline because you lost the season. Well, maybe if your running back sucked. Yeah, you would. If your running back didn't gain any yards. I love how she's making the football analogy like she knows about football, although she looks like a linebacker. As Democrats, we need to keep everyone on the roster to recruit, raise funds, and more, even if they are no longer part of the starting lineup. Remember, Hillary Clinton was considered inevitable. In 2008, the Democrat Party checked the race box. They elected the first black man as president. 8 years later, they believed the gender box requirement would be filled and Hillary would be the first female president. Of course, they weren't counting on Trump and the swell of frustration from flyover country. If the left in D.C., Hollywood, and elsewhere continued to rail against the voters who propelled President Trump to the White House, I guarantee you they are going to have a second Trump term placed in their laps. Look, Trump is a politician, the likes of which we've never seen. He beat a field of 16 other well-placed and seasoned Republicans and he beat the most well-known and the most prepared candidate since Thomas Jefferson from making political history. Now, the Democrat Party would do well to have an autopsy. But let me write the autopsy. Let me write the autopsy. Because I'll tell them exactly what's wrong. Are they going to want to listen? Probably not. The Democrat Party is going to find themselves wandering through the wilderness for the next few election cycles, I predict. Because they're doubling down on identity politics. And even their own base doesn't care about identity politics. It's the fringe of the party that cares about identity politics. Nobody cares about identity politics. Nobody cares about identity politics when you don't have a job. Nobody cares about that. They just don't. It's like, that's a first world problem, identity politics. Alright? That's awesome. Now you can talk about identity politics all you want once everybody has a job and you've got full employment. I mean real employment, not the bogus unemployment numbers that the government feeds us every day. So, think about it. What do they have? Who's coming off the bench for these people? And the fact that, they're concerned more about their donor class. See? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So just to give you a little clue as to how crazy these people are, really. Liberalism is, and I believe this so strongly, is a mental disease. It really is. Case in point. And if the Democrat Party wants to understand what not to do? This is a perfect example of what not to do. Okay? Case in point. The DNC is having an election now for the head of the DNC, right? The Democrat National Committee. Sally Boynton Brown is a white woman running for chair of the Democrat National Committee. She said Monday that if she is chosen to lead the party, her job will be to shut other white people down. Seriously, that's what she said. My job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. Brown is the executive director of the Idaho Democrat Committee, and she's running for the chair against six other candidates, including three black candidates and one Hispanic candidate, former Labor Secretary Tom Perez. She said, my job is to shut other white people down when they want to say, oh, no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. All right? So I want to play this for you. Just so you get into the mind of the leftists. And what they really believe. And how psycho they are. And how they're never going to win another election. Again, because of exactly this. Now listen, this is a white woman saying this, okay? I want you to listen to this. Because it's very, very telling. Okay? Now listen.
Black Lives Matter. And it makes me sad that we're even having that conversation. And that tells me that white leaders in our party have failed. We have to accept that there is prejudice that exists within our own party. And we have to be able to have that conversation. We cannot sweep that under the rug. We cannot continue to hide it. We cannot smash voices down when they are trying to scream, listen to me, you don't get it. I'm a white woman. I don't get it. I am pleased and honored to be here today to have the conversation. I am so excited that we're here. And I am listening because that's my job is to listen to the issues. My job is to listen and be a voice. And my job is to shut other white people down when they want to interrupt. My job is to shut other white people down when they want to say, oh no, I'm not prejudiced. I'm a Democrat. I'm accepting. My job is to make sure that they get, that they have privilege. And until we shut our mouths and we listen to those people who don't, and we lift our people up so that we all have equity in this country, so that we are all fighting alongside each other, so that we are all on the same page and we clearly get where we're going, we're not going to break through this. This is not just rhetoric. This is life or death. This moment in our country, the Democratic Party has the opportunity to do something different. We have the opportunity to really confront the fact that we have not been in alignment with our values. We've been talking a lot of smack. We need to make sure that our actions and our words and our values all match. And around the issue of race, we are so far out of alignment, I don't even know the way back. But I am listening and I am asking and I am talking to people. I am talking to people of color because you have the answers. You can tell me as a leader what I need to do. And that's exactly what I'm going to do, is continue to have those conversations and continue to talk to people and make sure that every single system in our party is designed to give power back to the people, all people, but especially those people who have been disenfranchised in our country since our country started. So, please, 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 this is a conversation I want to have, and I am from Idaho. We are so white. So white, right? I have been reaching out and trying to connect to anybody of color that I can find, to be honest with you. I am not a politician. I am a human being trying to do good work, and I can't do it without y'all. So please, please, please get a hold of me. Sally@wethednc.org. I need schooling, and I depend on you and the people around our community to do that so that I can go school to other white people. We need it.
You are an idiot. That's what you are. You're an idiot. So this is, I want you to understand something. This is the left and their attempt to, I don't know. I mean, I bet you if we looked at the numbers, Hillary Clinton probably got, I don't know. I'm sure she didn't do Obama numbers with the black community, but she probably did, I would venture to guess 80, 85%. Of course, Obama was like at 98% or 97% or something like that. But I would venture to guess that Hillary Clinton did probably in the 80s, right? So the Democrat Party has decided that they're going to go all the way. All the way. They're going to go extreme left. Okay? That's what they're going to do. I mean, do they really think that that's going to somehow bring in the white working class voters, all the voters that that voted for Donald Trump? Do you think that by demonizing white people? I mean, why don't you just have Louis Farrakhan head the DNC? You think that's going to bring in those white working class voters that you lost? You think the heads of the unions give a crap about black lies and whether they matter? No, they don't. Because, again, it's the economy, stupid. But listen, have at it. I hope they elect Keith Ellison. Jimmu Green is another one that's running. This idiot from Idaho. who's clearly a self-loathing white woman. Okay. You can hate yourself all you want. What about, you know who would be good? Rachel Dolezal. Remember her? Whatever happened to Rachel Dolezal? I mean, if this is what the Democrat Party thinks is going to win over those white working class voters, because that's why Hillary lost. It wasn't the black people. It was white people. White people voted for Barack Obama out of a collective white guilt. So they could say, you know, I voted for Barack Obama. I'm not prejudiced. Awesome. That's why he won. It's the only reason he won. That's why he won twice. But if you think that's going to do it, then have at it. And if the media wants to fight Donald Trump for the next 8 years over something petty like crowd size, illegal votes, voter ID, again, have at it. Because we'll just keep winning. All right, I got to take a quick break. The madness, the mayhem, return in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.